These are some of the ways of the kingdom that you must learn passionately. The irrefutable ministry of destiny helpers. Everything on earth multiplies on the basis of relationships. Please understand this. Everything on earth multiplies on the basis of relationships. We are relational beings. In fact, the faith walk starts with a relationship with Jesus in an experience that we know to be the new birth. Relationships matter in this life. Please listen. When you master relationship, you will tame life like a dog. I wish I had the time. But let's look at just one scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 9. It's a long reading. I don't know if we can look at it. 2 Samuel chapter 9. We'll start from verse 1. Destiny help us. There is a teaching. And David said, I answer amen for this for even myself. And David said, is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for whose sake? Not for his sake. For Jonathan, because you are related to Jonathan. I want to change your life. Next verse. And there was in the house of one Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And they went and called unto David. They called him unto David. And the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. We're reading, please. Go ahead. And the king said, is there not any in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness? And so on and so forth. And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan had yet a son. But this son is lame on his feet. Is a son, but is a son that cannot help himself. Next verse. And the king said unto him, where is he? And he said, behold, he is in Lodebar, and so on and so forth. Verse 5, let's hurry up. I just want us to get the central message. And the king David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, and the son of Amiel from Lodebar. 6. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he said, behold thy servant. 7. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will show thee kindness. Not the Spirit of God. Man can show men kindness. A man can decide to use his influence and change your life. Please understand what I teach you. Every blessing comes from God through man to man. There is no blessing that comes from God to man. No. It comes from God through man to man. Every good thing leaves from Satan through man to man or from man. For Jonathan, thy father's sake, and I will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table. How long? If he ate only one day, it will be painful. It's painful to enter some realms and go out. He says continually. 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 And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a what? A dead dog as I am. Water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Water you turn into wine. Water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. We're talking the God of heaven here. My God is greater. My God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. My God is Jesus. What coming power of God. My God. sit down. A man is calling himself a dog. You should even be afraid of relating with such a man. But let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, when you find your destiny helper, not a man who decides to help you. Sit down. I will tell you who they are. Glorious is the destiny of the man when you find a man that was anointed and authorized to help you. Destiny helpers are not well-wishers. No. Destiny helpers are not kind people. No. It's a ministry to you. It's God's time redemption system. I told you there are systems of advantage in this kingdom. The irrefutable ministry of destiny helpers. Verse 9, we are reading to 11. Let's hurry up, please. And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, please listen. I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained unto Saul and to his house. Restoration by one encounter. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored. Prophesy. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be returned unto me. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall heal the land for him. Now listen, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son shall eat bread always at my table. And now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Didn't the king see his sons? Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Yet they sent him, although he had sons, they said, go and run an errand for a boy who a midwife threw by mistake and crippled his destiny. Rejoice not over me, my enemy. There is a system of advantage. I may be limited, but in this kingdom there are keys. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto me. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be returned unto me. Listen. And then Ziba. Why will the Bible tell us Ziba had 15 sons? That means when a man is not your destiny helper, he will watch you like this, and you see him. Every destiny helper has his own children. He has his own relatives. He did not even say, Ziba, take two of your sons, let me help you while I help this guy. Every disadvantage, you don't take blemish before the king. Did you not read Malachi? You call me a king. Why do you bring me animals with blemish? The guy already called himself a dog. The king said, it doesn't matter. May you find the man anointed by God to lift you. Please hear what I'm saying. You can be born again and not live the potentials that are encapsulated in this kingdom. Please sit down. We'll find somewhere to pray. Mephibosheth. There are four kinds of destiny helpers. Let me run it quickly in 2 minutes. There is a teaching. Please get it. Number one, they are called divine connectors. Divine connectors don't have the power to help you, but they know who can help you. An example is the little slave girl. The Bible talks about Naaman, the captain of the Syrian army. He said he was a valiant man in his battles, but he was leprous. As valiant as he was, he could not meet Elijah. But there was a little girl who connected him. The young man cannot give you a job, but he knows which job is on application right now. The young man does not have the power to write you a check, But he knows how to connect to someone who honors your vision. Divine connectors. Number two, the second kind of destiny helpers are called men of access. These ones are people who have influence. They are gatekeepers of industries. Who speaks at the gate about you matters. See, let me tell you, there is this foolishness among believers that they believe that just because God, let me tell you this sincerely, please hear me. Not every enemy is castable. Just think about what I'm saying. There are enemies that are gatekeepers and their position is honored even by God. You cannot cast them. When God wants you to pass through that gate, he will make them to show you favor. The Bible says when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies. There are gatekeepers. A Cyrus can reject you. He does not honor God, but you are rejected. How do you cast Caesar? How do you cast Herod? So he granted favor. And when Joseph of Arimathea requested for the body of Jesus, they allowed it. Not every man you can just pray and say, let him leave that place. Let me tell you, there are men that would not go there because their stewardship is a covenant. They are not even there because of what they did. They are sitting on another covenant that God's integrity must protect, although they are unbelievers. Ishmael today remains there to the heart of God in spite of his pungency against the gospel, because he will always remember Abraham. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone from my mouth. In a desert land, yet they are prosperous, because God is a covenant keeping God. So when you see people sitting down and you are praying and praying and they are not living, find out their grandfather who loved God arranged something for them with God. Forget that they are rebelling while they are there. Their children will pay for it. But for that time, no, your prayer meets a covenant that God has vowed to honor. And you'll find out that you are praying spiritual prayers that are not producing results. What I tell you is called spiritual intelligence. So, these are the kinds that you need favor, influence. Did you not notice that God did not have to remove Pharaoh for Joseph? He just caused Pharaoh to love Joseph. Notice that all through the lifetime of that Pharaoh, they were allowed to serve their God. And Pharaoh gave him the wife of the priest, Potipharah, the priest of On, as a wife to a man who's another God somewhere. And he still gave him as a wife. And in the land of Goshen, the people it was when there was another Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. That was when their oppression started. So even in a land that does not seem to favor you governmentally, you can reign. Favor. Men of access. Please don't reject men of access in your life. It's not simplicity. You will be punished again and again for that ignorance. Hallelujah. Number three, the third category of destiny helpers are called gifted people. Gifted people. These are people who are an asset to you. Every pastor needs these people. Every father needs these people. They are the people that make work easy. They are the Aarons and the Hors. You need gifted people. They must be sent by God. You will see a big church of 5,000 people and only one person is trying to learn how to play the keyboard. You need to cry for gifted people. Are we together? Gifted people. I have seen personally precious, great, anointed men and women of God, but no support systems, no gifted people. There are families that don't have gifted people. Every house help is a thief. Every house help is a robber. Everybody is a... there has to be a skilled person. Gifted people. I'm saying this so that when you are praying, you can ask in prayer, Lord, send me gifted people. Make my life easy. You have a business. Because of scarcity, you hire a receptionist who continues to drive good people from your life. Hello, is this so person's office? Why are you here? Please, if you are, don't you know who gave you the address? And then say, I'm sorry. And he leaves. You are inside there doing CEO and your company is failing. You need to pray for gifted people. No man exists as an island. Gifted. I pray this prayer all the time. And I tell you sincerely, and I stand broken before God to appreciate Him for giving me and giving this ministry the treasure of gifted people. The workers in this ministry are exceptionally gifted people. Have saved me the stress of any other thing. I focus on the ministry of prayer and the word. Please, you need gifted people in your life. Otherwise, life will be hard. You can't do everything by yourself. Hallelujah. Gifted people. The day your wife is giving birth, that's the day the quack doctor is on duty. You see what is happening? The day your child is sick, that's the day your serious doctor wants to give an injection. And he experiments around your child to make him like Mephibosheth. The midwife that threw Mephibosheth, she was called a midwife. What happened that she threw the guy down? Do you know the kind of fall you have to throw a child to break the legs and scatter the child? Lord, send me gifted people in the name of Jesus Christ. And the last of all, very quickly, they are called burden bearers. The last of the destiny helpers are called burden bearers. During your downtimes in life, you must pray that God will send you people who don't love you because of the throne. They love you because of who you are. The flattery of success can kill. People can clap when there is a crown on your head. But when you are at the cross, you will need burden bearers. And Jesus was on his way to Golgotha, the Bible records. And he was bleeding, and that he was losing blood and was about to die. He would have died there. And if he died there would be problem, because he needed to die a curse, not just to die a man. Cursed is the man that hangs upon the tree, he says, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So if he died on the way, that's not redemption, that's obituary. And then they called on a burden bearer called Simon of Cyrene, the black man, the nigger, and the guy gladly carried the cross. Let me tell you, I pray that you will find people in your life that even when you stand like David in the cave of Adullam, the Bible says, mighty men, they came to David, they saw him hiding, and they said, you will become our king. It's not everybody that is looking for results. There are people who will stay with you. As the landlord is driving you, they will stand there and say, no, I will not run away. Men are selfish by design. Please, every leader, hear me. You need to trust God for the grace for real burden bearers. Men and women who can cry with you. They can say, Hosanna, but when you're on your way to the cross, you will only see Mary and John there. Burden bearers. There are men of God, when they start building projects, everybody just runs away. When the building is completed, people come and dance again to acknowledge God. Burden bearers. Even the disciples ran away. But there was a woman who said, let me risk my life. I'm on my way to the tomb to go and purify his body. I hope you know that was why she went. She carried to go and purify his body. What if she died on the way? A burden bearer will be like Ruth to Naomi. Your God will be my God, and your people will be my people. Many people, when they are in their dark days, they never find helpers. Who will not celebrate with you when things are going well? But you must pray for burden bearers. There is an attack on the church, and someone is standing to say, Pastor, I love you. I will stand by you all the way. Are we together? Armed robbers steal from your house, and someone comes and says, is there food? for the next 2 weeks, I will be cooking for you. Don't tell anybody. I have to stay here. I hear you want to buy back another car. Please, my salary of 2 months is yours. Don't say there are no people like that. There are real burden bearers. It takes prayer and spiritual understanding. Listen, these are the forces that work in the life of others. And while you are seeing these things happen, there are burden bearers. Again, I thank God for the privilege. You know, many men of God, for many men of God, their greatest fear, in fact, many successful people, their greatest fear is whether they will have people stand by them when things go bad. I tell you, God has taken that fear out of my life. God has given me not only trusted people, not only gifted people, not everybody, but there are people God has put in my life that I know if they put a gun today, they will stand and take that bullet. Lord, you took my pain away, and then you gave me joy. You're my peace, my melody in the center of the storm. You gave me a brand new song to sing to you. That's why I will lift up my voice. Taking the pain and the sorrow away, you've given me peace undeniable. No need to cry, 'cause you're always with me. You're my Father, my everything. Listen, you must pray to God and cry that there be burden bearers will look at your wound. Listen, please sit down. We'll pray shortly. Listen, the Bible taught, Jesus himself was teaching, and Jesus spoke about a man. Armed robbers waylaid that man. Are we together? And he was on the, a priest came, and a priest saw him and left, going to church. A Pharisee came and left him, but there was a man called Good Samaritan. No name. Good Samaritan. He was identified by where he was coming from, his territory, and his character. Good Samaritan. And the man sat down. He bandaged this man, took him to a private inn to keep him, and said, I will take care of him. I'm about to go and do something. When I come back, whatever the cost is, that's a burden bearer. That's not an advisor. There are people who will come and see your child, your daughter, your son, and look at things. What is this? You mean he has been writing WAEC for 5 years? I will conduct a personal tutorial. When you see a burden bearer, you will think they charm them. They will carry your own load on their own head. You are planning for marriage and you find a burden bearer, you have entered the tavern. The person may not be a millionaire. He will be collecting 100,000 and depositing 60,000. Say, this is my contribution. There are real burden bearers. Not everyone on earth is wicked. You have just been meeting wicked people because you have been allowing life choose for you. You select your possibilities in prayer. This ministry, by the grace of God, has been privileged to have burden bearers. Men and women who are raised by the Spirit. Financial burden bearers, credibility burden bearers. There are people today across several nations of the world. Some of them are listening to me right now. They have taken it as a mandate, but I've never met them. Taking it as a mandate to ensure that the teachings that come from this ministry get to the ends of the earth. There are all kinds of social media platforms. That is all they do. As if God did not call them themselves. Burden bearers. It is painful to be alone. It is painful to be alone. There are many parents today who have raised all kinds of children. They had just 5 or 6 of their own children, but they raised up to 50 children. children of other people. And these people in old age will be in the hospital. Are we together now? Looking for 1 million for a treatment. And all those 40 people they raised, not one person can stand up to be responsible to say, no, I remember history. I will never allow Mama die like this. Some of them will have private hospitals. Some of them will have schools. You need a burden bearer in your life. A burden bearer in your life. I've had the privilege by the grace of God in my own capacity to be a burden bearer to certain people. And I'm happy doing it. A burden bearer will go all out to turn your crying to weeping. That's his assignment. To insist in you laugh. Why are you about to go away? So I'm in 200 level. My father just died. My mother just died. They don't sit down and say, are we from the same village? That's not a burden bearer. Is your, what was your father? Did he know my father? I stand and I say this. Come. Every semester, receive this school fees. So give me your account number. I will be putting 10,000 until you graduate. And when you are about to graduate, let me know so that I will ensure that you have a job. Now, you have a job. You are doing well. Sir, this is the wife I want to marry. Oh, really? Do you have an auditorium? We are trusting God because how much do you have? 100,000. Take 1 million. Go and pay for an auditorium. That's a burden bearer. There are churches that have had the privilege of burden bearers. That's why they don't announce, we have a project of, you know, God designed men to be burden bearers. This crying on stage for money every week. No. A real burden bearer will sit down and find me. Why is this pastor's shoe removing? That shoe would, the pastor would never wear that shoe again. Had this shoe, no, it was embarrassing. Next time you go and buy, we noticed that this child was crying and nobody could buy Bobo. Next week, there's a carton of Bobo for children. That's a burden bearer. And may you be a burden bearer too, because it is wicked for you to want a burden bearer in your life and not want to be that for another. You have to sow that seed of being a burden bearer. May your wife be your burden bearer husband. And may your husband, what's the next one now? May your husband be a burden bearer wife. Because, listen, let me tell you, if your spouse is not a burden bearer, you will see what will happen the day you are in the hospital. You've seen these things happen. Some persons are in the hospital, some people are selling their property, hoping that they will die. And then they later come and leave. It's when they are alive. They now find out that half of the estate had gone in expectation that he would die. Is that a spouse? This is why we will continue by the Spirit of God. Listen to me. Let me just digress for 10 seconds. This is why we will continue to guide people. You know, sometimes people make very, very poor marital choices carelessly. These are the things to think about. Father, is this person a burden bearer? Not for now, for the days that come. There are women whose husbands are confined on the wheelchair, and you will see them celebrating their birthday 60 years with the man. He can't talk, he can't walk, yet she's laughing. They say something about your husband. Say, even if we return in this life, I want him to still be my husband. That's a burden bearer. My generation, hear me. Open your eyes and your spirit and your understanding and not make a catastrophic mistake that would destroy your life. Burden bearers. In my life, I have seen this. There are men of God who have taken it upon themselves to ensure that every platform that can afford me the opportunity to teach the ways of the kingdom is there. I am amazed at the invitations that continue to come from around the world. And you will hear that one pastor went and he took his time and sat and said, look, this and that and that and burden bearers. the Lord gave the word, he said, great is the company of them that published it. If you don't have a burden bearer, you will pay for everything. The one who will help you drive your car, you will pay. The one who will help you cook, you will pay. The one who will help your child to not cry in church, you will pay, because they are not burden bearers. Naomi told Ruth, you can go. I'm an old woman. Don't worry. At least my sons are dead. I can't leave you. Please, just go. Live your life. Leave this old woman. And Ruth said, no way. No way. Mama, I'm not going anywhere. That means even if my future is ruined, let it be at the instance of our relationship. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. Our time is gone. Can you spare me 5 minutes to talk on the law of honor? Will I end without teaching this? As you are agreeing to give me 5 minutes, it also means you are agreeing that if you don't have a legitimate reason to see me, you will go home after the grace. This spiritual mystery, second only to the law of encounter, is the greatest truth I have found. The law of honor. The mystery behind the sudden rising of people. Like a charm, a man just evaporates and you don't see him again. And the only place you find him is above. Honor. What is honor? Honor is the discerning. Please listen. 5 minutes and we're done. Honor is the discerning. Honor is the celebrating. And then if need be, honor is the rewarding of a man for their uniqueness and their usefulness. The discerning, the celebrating, and the rewarding of a man, please help me, for their uniqueness. Honor is the number one reason for the sudden rise of people. Please, if you can, I recommend that you listen to my teaching that I did at the King's Court, RCCG, the King's Court. Listen to it. I spoke on the book of Esther. The book of Esther starts in a very interesting way. Please lend me 5 minutes. We're still at that. The Bible starts by flaunting the glory of a man, a king called Ahasuerus. The Bible says that he was a king over 127 provinces, to tell us the extent of his might. And then the Bible tells us about a woman called Vashti. Are we together? So the next scene starts with the dishonor of a woman. The king calls for Vashti to come. To come and, you know, show herself as it was in ancient customs before his friends. And Vashti refused. When she refused, the king, being a very good man, he kept quiet with the issue. But then the advisors of the king said, this woman is in a position where she's a model to every woman. If you permit this dishonor, our wives and our women will start the same thing too. Do something about it. And Vashti is banished. Are we together? That means everything was in place in a palace. The throne is still there. The treasures are still there. But dishonor is about to divide a kingdom into two. Everything still in place. Intelligence is there.
The security
there,
a man
is there. But one woman's dishonor is about to bring conflict and tear down 127 provinces. And then the king dismisses the wife. There is no record of Vashti saying sorry. There is no record of Vashti saying an audience with the king. I apologize. No. To hell with your palace. And she leaves. Scene 3. A call is made for all of the young virgins around the territory. And then in a place called Shushan. Are we together now? The little niece of a gatekeeper called Mordecai is fetched and brought before the king. Honor. She honored the man and she came. Honor and favor works pari passu. There may not be time to talk about favor, but if you practice honor automatically, you will find favor. Favor is the reward for honor. Are we together? So when she came there, the Bible says in Esther chapter 2, please give us verse 15 and then we'll go to verse 17, that there was a grace for favor that was upon her. Now when the turn of Esther came and so on and so forth, she went to Haggai, required from him the last sentence, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Favor is a grace that works with sight. When the grace for favor is upon you, only a blind man will ignore blessing you. Provided there is a man that has the eye that can see, they are compelled to bless you. Verse 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women. She was not alone, but the king loved Esther. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So other virgins obtained favor too. But has surpassed them, so that he set a royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Are we together? And then when you read on, you will find out that a lot began to happen. And she declared a fast because of the threat of her man, his plot to destroy the people of God. And she went to the king. And he lifted the golden censer, the scepter, and invited and said, what should I do? A wise woman. Look at honor. Honor is a weapon. In the book of Esther, there is no priest. In the book of Esther, there is no prophet. In the book of Esther, there is no apostle. In the book of Esther, there is no war. There is only a woman. But she defeated everybody with a tool and a weapon called honor. She honored her man to his grave. Honor is a weapon. It not only lives, it can kill. A foolish woman would have told the king and said, King, her man wants to destroy us. Will you watch your beautiful bride go? See that? But a wise woman, when he gave her an opportunity, her honor, she discerned his mood and said, O king, I want to give you what the first wife didn't give you. It was her not honoring you that took her out of the place. Grant me the opportunity to present a banquet. And the king said, finally, I find a woman who understands that with all humility, I am king over 127 provinces. Talk about my province first before my request. Don't come before me and request. Talk about the province. Don't ignore the achievement. It's a formula for attracting the attention of great men. Don't come before a great man and say, I'm broke. No. Are you not aware his company is doing well? You start like Esther. The province and the palace and his interest, then your needs come later. So when you go to this king called your father, when you stand, it is hallowed be your name. Then thy kingdom come. Then your will, O king, be done on earth. Then when you are done, then give us this day our daily. It's a formula. The king's interest first before your needs. So Esther prepares a banquet. And then notice, She also requested, please let her man also come. When you fight a great man's friend too soon, even if it's your enemy, you will pay for it. Friendship is not built in one day. You will not fight it emotionally. Her man had done many good things for the king. For one woman's plea to make him destroy the man. No. She prepared the banquet. The king liked it. He said, do it again. He said, with all pleasure, my king. Honor. Remember, somebody is dying, no? But honor is the one killing the person. And then another banquet is prepared. And then the Bible says, she prepared a feast called the Feast of Wine. That was where the whole thing came. The Feast of Wine. When the king drank wine and was happy, he now said, okay, what is it? And he said, oh king, I have a plea. Say it, wine. You wait until wine comes. There is one who is threatening your queen and threatening your people. Who is that? That's Haman. Look at a wise king. He didn't comment. He stood up and went to his garden. Went around his lounge and was just thinking. And while he was thinking, you see, but when it's time up for your enemy, anything will be problem. The man went to the queen to kneel down. You know how you kneel down and just say, kill me here. The king now, yeah, you are even trying to rape my wife on top. That's the end of it. Couldn't he beg from a distance? He now came and knelt down close to the queen. It's just doom. And listen, the moment that happened, watch this. Haman went back to his wife. Before that time, he went back to the wife and complained about what happened. And the wife said, who is this person? He said, Esther. He said, a Jew, you are finished. You are fighting a covenant, not a woman. You are finished. Haman, didn't you select who to fight? Not everybody is fightable. You went to go and fight a covenant. And that was the end of it. Haman is hung on that same gallows. Mordecai occupies Haman's position. Esther occupies Vashti's position. So who said God cannot replace men? Who said God cannot leave? Please hear me. Honor is powerful. Dishonor is dangerous. There is only one reason why men fail in life. Carry this message. Dishonor to God, dishonor to men, dishonor to principles. One more time. Dishonor to God, dishonor to men, and dishonor to principles. This is why people fail in life. Every time I have the privilege of going to any church or ministry to minister, I will never, never dishonor the man of God, dishonor their protocol, dishonor their system. I will walk within what is provided. It's called honor. It's not weakness. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long. I tell you why many young people are dying like chickens. Dishonor. 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 The law of honor has changed my life. The law of honor has lifted me, lifted this great ministry. You can earn a living practicing honor. Honor is a stream of income. When they say mention your streams of income, don't just mention real estate and shop and poultry. Say honor. A wise man will clap for you. Honor is powerful. It can change your life. In this kingdom, who hates you does not matter, but who likes you matters. Honor is powerful. I continue to walk this law like a chess. And you walk this law, there is no power in existence. I don't just use the precious workers in this ministry. I truly love them and I honor them. We prepare a bus to carry you after service as a way, a token of honor. Honor is very powerful. Let me tell you this. When God makes men like you, no matter what is done, within the context of that generation, you have entered your Sabbath. It is not enough for God to like you alone. The men he uses must like you. God can tell Pastor Femi, come Pastor Femi, I'm rounding up. God can tell Pastor Femi to bless me. He can reject that instruction. While he's struggling with obedience, I'm suffering. I will be seen in the vision that my testimony has landed, but it will remain in the dream. God agreed, a man disagreed, I'm paying the price. And the key will be honor. Honor. Is what we continue to teach in this ministry. Please hear me. You are part of this spiritual family. One of the signature traits of your life must be honor. Don't talk to people anyhow. You see elderly people, you insult everybody. Huh? No! An elderly woman is carrying something marked. Please, can I help you? Oh, I'm a man of God. So what? Demonstrate the fact that you are called by your intelligence. Don't dishonor our children. You see my children here. Even if I'm not going to see anybody on the line, I must see these children. Nobody fights these small children and have me laugh at them. No. I will hug and they should jump on me and rumple me with their clothes. No problem. If we don't honor them, our future is dead. Honor is powerful. You see a wealthy man and he said, these people were just lucky, all these people. How can a young man, if not, I hear your father was this and that. You see, dishonor is why many people are poor and broke. They see every rich man and just think he was dashed, he was luck. No. Every successful man, especially a successful young man. No, one time, we're traveling somewhere and I sat close to someone and I was sleeping. It was so bad. You know this kind of sleep, you are going like this all around because you are tired. And then, you know, the person was trying to, you're a young man, what kind of sleep is this? I just looked at him and I nodded my head. I said, you see, this is the kind of thing you are talking about. You are not asking why I'm seated where you are seated at my age. It's not, I don't mean to be sarcastic. I don't mean to be sarcastic. The first question is, how did you get here? Listen, please don't dishonor anybody. You have a job. And someone does not have a job. The person who does not have a job, you can honor your way. I've taught it commanding results. Listen to me. One day, get up in the morning and polish the shoe of the one who has gotten a job. Don't say it's my younger brother, it's my younger sister, it's my, when I was in SS3, it was all those superstitious, Strato-African approach to life. You will be punished again and again. I have a great deal of respect for people who honor me. Sincerely. If you trivialize what I represent, I will not fight you, but I will never prophesy to you. You will not be close. You will not be around my life again because I'm going to waste my time. I don't hate you. I will not do that. I will never dishonor or despise any man, called young or old. No, I honor all men. Beware of people who have mastered the art of trivializing what you represent. They may be sincere, but they are dangerous to your growth. Not to flatter you. But please, if you have 127 provinces, it is not a bad thing to have a feast. Oh, Ahasuerus. 127 provinces is not a kiosk. Let us learn to practice honor. Some of you need to go back and appreciate your parents. Your father is a prof. Your mother is a prof. You are there sweeping the ground in life. You can say, Daddy, Mommy, please, whatever I have done, whatever needs to come on my head, how much is chicken that you cannot buy and prepare? I'm telling you this. There are parents who never went to school, but they raised 10 children. Not one of them is an armed robber. You think it's just, there is a grace there. One child is about to kill you. Go and meet them. Buy something they like and say, please, placed something on my destiny. When I was about to start ministry, I met my father and my mother. And I told them, I told my mother, you are a pastor's daughter. Your father was a pioneer. My grandfather was the first cooking president. The first cooking president. And it's that pioneer grace I want. I knelt down. When you are too big to honor, you are too big to receive. Adaptation is proof of honor. Great people are very difficult people. Don't want people to lift you at your terms. That is pride. When you want someone to lift you, adaptation is proof of honor. There are fathers of faith today that want to invite me. And you know, sometimes our precious fathers, respectfully speaking, they also don't know the schedule. But I've helped the protocol to say, just be open. Be open. I will see how I will adjust anything. Not that you stand and say, I'm Apostle Joshua Selman, and crash down. Honor is powerful. You are the one who loses when you dishonor men. We have to stop here. Teach your children to honor. Don't see a stranger and come and slap him. You spank the child and prophesy to the child and say, I did not give birth to this. In the name of Jesus Christ, you must change. You must become like your father. Pamper your child to have something, produce something that will destroy you. There are people about to start ministry and will meet everybody like a colleague. They are failing. They don't have the influence and the credibility, and they will not listen. They come to everybody, I'm just one of those there. I hear you are the Femi Abi, the Femi, Pastor Femi, sorry. You see, already, even if he prays for you, I assure you, even if you fall down, you didn't get anything. Yes. Falling down has never been the requirement for reception. It is honor. The door you dishonor closes towards you. I never find a man that carries something I need, and I will keep quiet with it. Now, one day God will give you an opportunity to see how I honor the fathers. You will be surprised. It's just that honor at that level always happens in the secret. I had the privilege to pray 2 weeks ago at Papa Iya Deboye's prayer room. I was granted the opportunity and the tour, and I said, please grant me the grace. Don't say, what is there? Every prayer room, what is it? Is it a shrine? You see this kind of thinking. Every result has mysteries that support it. When I lay down, I prayed. One of the things I told God is, Lord, I honor these are servants. You have made him a voice. A few years ago, he went to David Yongicho for prayers for that church growth grace. A few years later, Yongicho called him to come and pray for him. I made sure that I treated every staff there. The staff were there, Apostle, you are the apostle, pray for me. I said, no, I know that I will pray for you, but I came here to carry a grace. Honor. The person seated next to you is carrying a grace that you may need but don't have. Are we together? The gentleman may not have money, but he has character. It's a grace, and it's transferable. The person seated next to you, no matter what happens, there is a covenant of supplies. Quarter to shame, help must rise from somewhere. You think it's not an issue to honor? Some of our mothers and fathers seated here, the kind of graces and covenants that operate on their lives, they can just look at you and say, bless you, and that's it. And many of our proud generation of young people who do not understand honor is why we continue to pay for it. We never rise, we never shine, and our light never comes. Please rise up on your feet. I apologize for taking our time. Hold hands with someone. We're going to pray. These are the ways of the kingdom. Just one prayer and we are done tonight. I apologize, our time is up. I don't know which of these laws I have shared with you. I don't know which of these mysteries, please hear me. I don't know which of these spiritual mysteries you have compromised on. But it's time to cry to God. I have said, there are many of them. This is a revision. Just come hold him, please. So that. Which of these mysteries that you need to know, which one am I missing? Don't say things are not working in my life. Nothing works till you engage it. There has to be something you are missing. Maybe it is dishonor. Maybe you are not putting your faith to work. Are we together? Maybe your mind, you are trying to acquire things in your life that has not come by growth. Please, whatever category, lift up your voice in 2 minutes. Let's cry to God. We came to church tonight. Church is a place of transformation. The Lord has declared by His Spirit that this is our year of extraordinary strength, fruitfulness. My life is changing. Prophesy to yourself. I'm rising by the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. One minute and we're done. Outside, pray. Online, please pray. The keys of the kingdom, the mysteries by which we reign, enforcers of divine possibility upon the life of a man. Hallelujah. Father, we desire to bear fruit. We love you and we want to attain unto that height, that image, that stature. We want to be a people very spiritual. We want to be a people very transformed. We want to not only be ambassadors of the kingdom, but we also seek to be agents of national transformation. That our lives will not be a nuisance to civilization. Our lives will not be a nuisance to any society. We want to be prosperous. We contend for kingdom influence. We want to walk in superior dimensions of the gifts of the Spirit. Quicken our understanding, O God. You have brought us through this revision. Again, to upgrade our lives, to insist that we get what works. I pray that you break every stony heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us a heart of flesh. Give us a heart that is compliant in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we decree and declare that we meditate on these things. We give ourselves wholly to them and we declare that our profiting will appear unto all. Everyone who has come under this grace and this influence tonight is blessed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Now, very quickly, our time is up. Again, I sincerely apologize. You are here, please listen. I want to make the altar call in 1 minute. You are here and listening to me teach, the Holy Spirit began to speak to you about the need to completely surrender your heart to Jesus. You are here inside, outside, overflows, and online, whatever nation of the world. Or you are here, please let's minimize movement. You are here and you are saying, Apostle, I love Jesus, but at one point or the other, my life has gone haywire and I need restoration. Please, we have just 1 minute for you. If you are in that category, inside, outside, wherever, you will need to run if you have to come. Please, I'd like you to rush and come. Stand here. Let me have the honor of praying for you. and that from the depth of my heart. God bless you. Don't wait for anyone to come win that war tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Koinonia, celebrate them. They are coming everywhere from inside and from outside. God is giving you a new beginning. The Bible declares that whosoever will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. Celebrate those who are coming from outside. This is a family. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's like coming to receive an award. You're not coming to a funeral. Jesus is calling you. Apostle, I'm not sure if I'm born again or not. Join them, please, quickly. I'm not sure. I just know that I love the things of God, but I cannot remember making a commitment for Jesus. Please join them quickly. We have a few seconds. If you're coming from outside, please rush. You're coming from outside, please rush. Whoever comes to him, the Bible declares that he will in no way wise cast away. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I honor every one of you for the courage to come. It takes a lot of courage. Aside from the convicting power of the Spirit, it also, there is a psychology to it. It takes a lot of courage. I salute you for winning this war. Please lift your right hand if you will. And I want you to say this after me from the depth of your heart. You're not just reciting a poem. Jesus is here. If you want to join them, please come quickly while they pray. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I love you. And I believe in you that you are the Son of God. Tonight, I receive your life into my spirit. I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I declare that I reign in life. From tonight and forever, I am a child of God. I am saved. I move upward and I move forward only. Please keep your hands lifted. Jesus, thank you. I stretch my hands over these ones and I present to you the ones you died for. It's an honor to lead these precious people you have so loved before your throne and to present them to you. I pray that the grace that keeps will keep you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare by the Spirit of the Lord that your sins are forgiven. The Lord gives you a new beginning. In the name of Jesus Christ, you go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you so, so much. I appreciate every one of you.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live, go to mixler.com/koinonia-radio.
And download the teachings on koinoniasermons.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or